Derek, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jason. How are you?
Good. Derek, you knew going in you had to win the regular game, which you did, and then it would get down to a 10-minute mini game. Calgary scored kind of on back-to-back possessions really in a minute, and that was kind of the difference. And then they really just sat back and protected that lead. Give me your thoughts, and what was the strategy of the mini game?
Well, there really is no strategy. I mean, you just play. I mean, obviously scoring first turned out to be important. And then the second one, I think, probably even more so when it ends up 10-1. When you look at the other Rochester-Buffalo game, pardon me, you know, it was 1-1 and then sudden death. So, you know, you just got to play. And they obviously made a conscious effort to not give us any transition. And they played, I thought, okay defensively, but we had a lot of good looks, too. We had a lot of good opportunities that the goalie saved. And I think Greer rang one off the post in the extra time. So we had our opportunities. And, you know, it's a bit of a hokey, you know, setup. But at the same time, you know, from a fan perspective, it sure was exciting. You know, it was when we went into that and we got the empty net goal in the regular game, I thought we had a lot of momentum. The crowd was really into it. And then, you know, I thought we had a little bit going our way going into that. But, you know, like you said, 10-minute game and, you know, you're done. It's disappointing. You know, I feel real bad for the guys because they had, you know, the best regular season in league history. And I still think we had the best team in the league, but we had the best regular season, but we didn't have the best playoffs. So that's the way. There's only one winner, as you know, and this time around it wasn't us.
Derek, I had a lot of fans texting, tweeting me today in the overtime. You know, Matthews was out every second time, and bigger bodies sometimes look like they're not moving as fast as smaller guys. Matthews, I think, had four shots in that mini game period. Kept going back. He's got heavy shots. Did you like the looks he was getting, or would you have liked him to step in one or two more steps?
He shoots the ball well. You know, he got a goal earlier in the regular game from fairly far out. And yeah, probably. He might have been a little bit fatigued. You know, he plays a lot. We only use three left shots in our offensive set. And they did a good job on him, too. I mean, you know, Curtis Manning guarded him a lot, and he's a big, strong body with good feet. So they did a pretty good job on him. I thought from kind of a philosophical perspective, I thought we could have tried a lot more two-man game in the extra time than we did. We seemed to work a lot on our strong side, that they defended well, and I think we should have gone attacked a little bit more from the two-man side, because I think they really struggled with us when we did that, and especially with Greer. He, you know, when Mark and Zach worked together in the two-man game, Mark tended to create the space for Zach, and he could get loose, so probably should have done a little bit more of that, but and then, you know, when you look at our 6-on-5 play, we got one goal early in it with Zach, got it. And then at the timeout, and having reviewed the film, Robert Church, he got a great shot off. But when I reviewed it, he could have walked right down Broadway.
Yeah.
And forced their defense to slide. And you know what? He's a first-year guy, and I'm sure with more experience, he would have done that. He literally could have walked right down the middle of the defensive zone and had his choice of shots and perhaps force a slide from the crease where we can get it down low for a quick stick. So, but we got a couple of real good opportunities, 6-on-5, and but 10-minute game and it's over. And but it was exciting and just a hard pill to swallow when it's all said and done.
Derek, you guys had a tremendous start to the season, but the last few weeks of the regular season and the playoffs obviously were a little bit tougher. Did something change in your guys' game, or were teams playing you a little bit differently?
I don't think we changed. I mean, I thought, you know, if I thought defensively, and there was evidence of it in the regular game and in the overtime where we didn't play as aggressively as we normally do, and largely Calgary are a very structured offensive team, but in that regular game and in the overtime, they really played with no structure. They became a one-on-one team, and that really plays into our defense hands the way we play, but we weren't aggressive enough. You know, we didn't double team. We didn't ball pressure like we normally do. We just kind of sat back, and I'm not sure whether it was fatigue or nerves or, you know, if you watch the early part of the game, the first quarter and a half, really almost the full first half, like we didn't give them any space at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a time in the game when, you know, they didn't get the first shot that actually went in until, you know, under 10 minutes. There was a point in the second quarter they only had 8 shots on goal, you know, and it was because of our aggressiveness, and we just didn't give them any time and space. And as that game wore on and in the overtime, we tended to lose that. And I thought that was a bit of a characteristic of us in the latter part of the season as well, especially 2 games we played against Calgary, that, you know, we won one, but we gave up 11, which was not like our team, and then we lost the other one in overtime. So we seemed to lose a little bit of our aggressiveness on the defensive side of the ball, and I'm not sure why, because the guys believe in the system, and maybe a little bit of fatigue toward the end, I don't know. But we didn't seem to play with that same, consistently anyway, for 60 minutes. We didn't seem to play with that same aggressiveness that we did most of the season.
Derek Keenan, GM of the Rush and head coach, joins us. Derek, Corey Small, you get him back. You know, this is a guy who's a, you know, 65, 70-point player. You come in on your left side. You also have the number 3 overall pick, courtesy of the Brody Merrill trade from Philadelphia. You know, your team, as good as it was this year, you know, your offensive, I guess if there's one area that you want to improve, would be your overall offense. It seems with adding Corey Small on the left side and likely with the number 3 pick, probably a righty forward, you've got a real good chance to improve your team.
Yeah, and we will look to improve. I mean, I think we kind of talked about this toward the end of the season because, you know, even though we're totally focused on what we're doing here, but, you know, as a GM, you do kind of look ahead a bit and thought that if we win a championship, you know, we may stay status quo and go with the same group. And if we didn't, then we, you know, we'd look to use that 3rd pick especially. However, if there's expansion, it might drop to 4, and then we'll kind of see where it falls. And it has to be the right player, but we're always going to look to improve. And, you know, if there was one area, I think, that, you know, another right-handed dynamic-type player that could score on the inside would be a preference. And Corey is really going to help us. I mean, he's now, you know, he missed a year, but he's going to play this summer. He came out to practice a couple weeks ago, and he looked really good, even though he's only, I think, 4 months out of surgery. He looked good, and he shoots the ball so well, and that's something that you can never have enough of, I don't think, whether it's on the right side or the left side. But I think, you know, if you look at even our playoffs, our stretch there, that we could have used a little bit more on the right side. And the guys that we got, I really like. I mean, they all bring a little bit of a different element, but you know, we could use a bigger body up there on that side of the floor maybe too, but we'll see how it falls in the draft. And then thinking down the road too, the 2015 draft is just phenomenal. There's probably 15 number 1 draft picks within the first 15 picks that you could kind of, you know, go, this guy I can build around. That's how good it is. So we may look at that as well and go, if we're not going to improve tremendously in this year's draft, then we may kind of load up for the following one. But we got lots of time to think about that.
The rest of your team's pretty young. Like your defense, you don't really see any changes on your defensive side, do you?
No, I mean, you know, our average age for the whole team is 24 and a half. So that's kind of the nice thing. I mean, it was disappointing. And for me, you know, I've won lots and lost lots, so I have a tendency to move on quicker. I feel really bad for the guys, and I'm kind of more about the process anyway. That's what I kind of get off on. I love the building and the preparation and the practicing and that. And then, you know, it's the end result is obviously not what you want, and you feel bad for the guys. But, you know, defensively, you can always still look good. You know, we got a guy that's been out for 2 years, Tyler Codriner, has been out for a year and a half, but because of work commitments that I really like, and I'd love to be able to find room for him. But with smaller rosters, and you know, he's a gritty guy, physical player, so I'd love to be able to find room for him somehow. But you know, small rosters and 16 runners, Strauss, it makes it a little more difficult, that's for sure.
You mentioned expansion, Derek. What are you hearing on that? How serious do you think it's going to be? Is Winnipeg coming in?
I've heard a little bit. No, I don't think Winnipeg. I've just heard a little bit of rumblings. I haven't heard where or but potentially this season or sorry next season and that it could happen. But I haven't been really told where the team would be located. But there's a chance, and so they would get the first pick in the draft, and we would drop down to four. But this draft coming is actually funny enough. It's probably four deep in terms of really really good players.
Okay.
And then after that, it's okay. It drops off a fair bit, but there are four really good players, three righties and one lefty that, are in the top four, I would think, anyway, the way I have it gauged right now.
Derek, good talking to you all season long, and your season with the Whitby Junior team picks up right away, does it not?
We got our first home game tonight.
Oh, geez, no time, no rest for you.
Get right back on it.
Is there any Whitby forwards you're going to draft?
There's a few in the future, I think. Yeah, there's not this year, but there's some good ones for sure. We keep pumping them out here.
You do, for sure. Knight's not bad player.
Okay.
Matthews is all right too. So
yeah, they're all right. Greer, he's another Whippy kid. So
yeah, you've got a lot of them. All right, Derek. Good talk. We'll talk again soon.
All right, we'll see you.